Every now and then a story comes past our noses, and this one did fall into my lap. And I think it's really interesting and important that we talk about all sorts of things. We like to bring you a range of things every day, but this one really intrigued me. The fight for the right to wear the Pingat Yasa, Malaysia. And in the studio, Mr. John Feltham, an ex-British serviceman. John, I want to ask you, how did this situation come about?
The situation came about that Malaysia is now well established as a country in its own right and has been for a number of years. But when they were founded back in the early 1960s, Indonesia wasn't too happy about the situation and decided to try and upset the apple cart. And we had an undeclared war, or rather Malaysia had an undeclared war with Indonesia, or Indonesia had the undeclared war with Malaysia. And of course the British were in Malaysia at the time, and Commonwealth forces opposed this. 35,000 British servicemen served in North Borneo and Malaysia and Sarawak and Brunei. In 2004, Malaysia decided to give us an award of a medal. The medal was handed out to Commonwealth forces, or was going to be given to the Commonwealth forces. Australia and New Zealand applied to the Queen in their own right, because we, Australians, have our own medal policies, and we applied to the Queen to have permission to accept the medal. And the Queen said, yes, Australia and New Zealand, you can accept your medals, your PGMs, Pingat Yasa Malaysia, and you can wear them. So on the 30th of January of this year, our Governor General, who represents the Queen in this country, received his Pingat Yasa Malaysia from the Chief of the General Staff of Malaysia in Canberra. And why did he get his? Well, he served in confrontation as a major. I think he was in the SAS at the time. The day after the Governor General got his medal, the POMS, having previously refused to accept the medal, then said, oh yes, now you can accept your medal. But this was the day after the Governor General got his medal. You've got to say, governments don't do things like that unless there's a purpose. So they said, yes, you can have the medals, and this is for all the British servicemen, but you can't wear them.
How does it make you feel?
Very bad. So we'd had a fight to start to get the medal accepted, because first of all, someone stood up in Parliament, said, in the UK Parliament, House of Commons, we won't accept this medal under certain rules that they claimed that they had. They changed those two rules that they claimed we couldn't get the medal because of the uproar, and then said, yes, you can have the medal, but you can't wear it. So we decided that's not good enough. If we are given a medal, first of all, the Malaysians are honouring us, and by saying you can't wear it, what a poke in the eye for the Malaysian government that is, and the King of Malaysia, and the people. And we, look, the internet is a magic thing these days. We have extreme power. We cover Canada, New Zealand, Australia, Northern Ireland, Britain, Scotland. We've got a pretty big organisation running, and as you've seen from the Veterans Journal that's just come out, we have a two-page spread in there in colour claiming what is wrong with not giving us our medal.
So what are you hoping to do about it? And how are you going to go about doing it?
Well, I'm from Townsville, and every time I do come to Perth, I tune in as soon as I can to 100.1, plays the music that we all like. And as I was driving into Perth the other day, I thought, gee, there must be a lot of British servicemen out in Perth, and within your 30K of listening area, must be a lot of British ex-servicemen who served as part of those 35,000, and they don't even know that they've got a medal, let alone not allowed to wear it. So I thought, well, what can I do about it? And I thought, well, listening to this radio, what's your audience? Your audience are people my age who served there. So I'd like to say to all those people out there, those Brits who served in Malaysia, I don't know if I can say, contact this radio station and give you my phone number. We have our own website, which is very powerful. Write in, complain, write to the British High Commissioner. Doubt if you'll get an answer, because they haven't answered my letter. But we are getting a lot of support. We have two VC winners supporting us. We have, and those people who were in Malaysia at the time will remember the book Virgin Soldiers. We've got the author of that behind us. Dame Vera Lynn is behind us. And we suspect that the Queen is behind us too. We can't understand, because all these, when a medal is issued, it goes to the Queen for her signature. And we can't see, we just cannot fathom that the Queen has had two pieces of paper put in front of her for her to sign, one from Australia and one from New Zealand, saying, you can wear your medal. And this is a Commonwealth country, not a foreign country to the Brits. It's a Commonwealth country, and the Brits can't wear it. We can't see how the Queen could get a third piece of paper in front of her that says, yes, guys, all the Brits can wear you can have your medal, but you can't wear it. I can't imagine our Queen, and I say our Queen because I'm dual citizen. And there are so many anomalies that are around in this situation. Can you imagine this one? If your father, and we have people like this, if your father served in Malaysia at the same time as the son did, both both of you are entitled to accept the medal. And if you're Brits and your father has since died, you can wear your father's PGM on your right breast on Remembrance Day, but you can't wear your own on the left breast. How silly does that sound? More anomalies? Good heavens, there are too many of these. We've been writing to various ministers in the United Kingdom and their civil servants, because it's the civil servants who interpret what they consider to be the policy, and the ministers sign it, and that's what we get back. We've been doing that for some considerable time, and we are pretty well versed now in their machinations, because that's the right word to use. Few samples. You obviously know that you're no longer serving in the military, so you are no longer subject to military rule. You can wear whatever medal you want, even in this country, as long as you were presented with it. You can't wear somebody else's medal except close relatives on the right breast. But we are told by the civil servants in Great Britain, you can wear this PGM because we will not be policing the fact that you're wearing it. And then we get a letter from another civil servant that says, you can't wear the PGM because if you do so, you will be discourteous to the Queen. Remember, she signed it saying you can't wear it. So you are being discourteous to the Queen if you wear it. Fair enough. How about if you've got dual citizenship like I have? And a lot of people here in Perth have got dual citizenship. Well, the civil servants and these people in HMG, Her Majesty's Government, are telling us, if you have dual citizenship and you live in either Australia or New Zealand, you can wear it, but you can't wear it in Britain. Doesn't it sound ludicrous to you?
Oh, yeah.
If you want any more information about the Pingat Yasa Malaysia, then I can suggest that we do have a very excellent website. We have lots and lots of people writing in and complaining about this and the injustice of it. How can you be given a medal and not wear it? And we say, if you can't wear it, it's just a trinket. And we do know of people who will not apply for this medal. The Brits will not apply for this medal because they can't wear it. So why should they bother to apply for it? If you want to find more, you can go to our website, which is www.fightfor, and the four is the number for the PJM, all one word, fightforthepjm.org.
John Feltham, ex-British serviceman, talking about the Pingat Yasa Malaysia, the Malaysian Service Medal.